Welcome to Gen X. I'm Jennifer Dennis Smith. At Southwest 149th and Western Avenue, Oklahoma City kisses the borders of more, and the neighborhoods are a flurry of new construction. This is one of the areas hardest hit by the May 20th, 2013 tornado that devastated Blanchard, Moore, and Southwest Oklahoma City. Among the buildings demolished by the powerful storms were two schools, Briarwood and Plaza Towers Elementary, both of which are in the process of rebuilding. In the midst of all this construction are dozens of brightly painted stars, marking hope in neighborhoods that have seen so much pain. Vibrant in blues, greens, pinks, and reds, and attached to tinted stakes, the hand-decorated stars feature messages such as Briarwood Strong, Have Hope, More, and Stars Help, So Will We, painted in grade school penmanship. Following the trail of the tornado, beginning along the back roads of Southwest 149th near Penn and winding through the West Moore Street struck by the storm, it can be difficult to see the stars, even though they are placed every few feet. There is a pathway of stars outside of Briarwood Elementary, leading to the construction site. Even the school's temporary home on Southwestern is a galaxy of color as the five-fingered shapes celebrate beauty and healing in the midst of recent tragedy. There are no stars outside Plaza Towers, where eight young students did not come home on that fateful spring day. Fittingly, the colorful reminders are posted on corners around the school, like saddened sentries slightly leaning in tribute to those who are lost. Oklahomans are used to disasters, whether it be natural or man-made, and as a result, we are masters of change. Though we would not choose these tragedies, we adapt as best as we can and shape our landscape to fit this new reality. And what we make is often beautiful, from the awe-inspiring Oklahoma City National Memorial to the celestial fields and more. Of course, we've shown our mettle when it comes to recreating ourselves. Remember, this is the state that transformed the Canadian River, a tributary so dry at one time that it had to be mowed on a regular basis, into the Oklahoma River, a world-class rowing venue. Sometimes, however, there is danger of altering our personality too much. Like a cyclone of our own making, we are quick to destroy our past in the name of progress. This happened in mid-century Oklahoma City, when city leaders followed the vision of I.M. Pei and constructed concrete blocks where Art Deco treasures once stood. Today, we are in peril of the same short-sighted vision, demolishing those rare buildings, such as Stage Center and the Film Exchange, that make Oklahoma City's downtown unlike any other in the country. While these are questions that should be discussed as a community, for now, we can still take solace in those constructs of rare beauty that at times follow the worst heartbreak, whether it's a field with rows of glowing chairs or neighborhoods filled with hundreds of stars. For KOSU, I'm Jennifer Dennis Smith. Three Jennifers, one generation. This is Gen X.